नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
ऑन द ईव ऑफ द 72nd इंडिपेंडेंस डे ऑफ इंडिया, President Ramnath Kovind on Tuesday asserted that contentious issues and extraneous debates should not be allowed to distract us at a pivotal moment when the country is at the cusp of achieving many long-awaited goals. PM Narendra Modi is also set to give his eagerly awaited Independence Day speech. It is difficult to predict what the PM is going to say, but what sources say that the speech will be centered on the developmental plank. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Tuesday pulled up Amit Shah and the Assam government, alleging that those left out of the National Register of Citizens or the NRC draft are being slapped with fake cases. Coming down heavily on BJP President Amit Shah, she asked whether he had citizenship documents of his father and mother. When asked about his marriage plans during a media interaction on Tuesday, Congress President Rahul Gandhi remarked that he is married to the party. Gandhi, on a two-day visit to Hyderabad, said that Narendra Modi will not become Prime Minister in 2019. After Trivendra Singh Rawat's order against abattoirs in the state, Uttarakhand High Court has directed administration to ensure that no cattle is killed for the purpose of meat. The court further instructed the government to make goshalas or shelter home for cattle within a year. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat on Tuesday said that if government wants elections to 11 states to be held along with 2019 Lok Sabha polls, then a decision on ordering more VVPAT machines will have to be taken in a month or two. The CEC said currently the commission does not have enough machines to conduct such a massive exercise. The All India Muslim Personal Law Board has decided to establish a social media desk to counter the anti-Muslim rhetoric in the country. It also plans to address infirmities in the religion by way of organizing conferences and rallies. The call to establish such a desk was taken at the board's two-day meeting in Bhopal.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.